I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. It's good to be back with you, everyone. You know, there are many ways you could open a meeting between allies. I'm pretty sure, though, that no one would recommend starting by berating those allies. And yet, that's what President Trump did today, speaking at a breakfast gathering at the start of the NATO summit in Brussels. Trump told the gathering that America's NATO allies aren't paying enough for their own defense.
Many countries owe us a tremendous amount of money from many years back, where they're delinquent. As far as I'm concerned, because the United States has had to pay for them.
In the past, NATO allies have committed to spending at least 2% of their gross domestic product on defense, and several member states have been moving to meet that target over a number of years. But as of right now, most of NATO's 29 members have not done so. Today, Trump demanded that all members hit that 2% level immediately, and then suggested doubling that target to 4%. In the end, the summit produced a statement in which everyone committed to, quote, improving the balance of sharing the costs and responsibilities of alliance membership, end quote. And NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg tried to put out the fire that Trump ignited.
In the history of NATO, we have had many disagreements, and we have been able to overcome them again and again. Because at the end of the day, we all agree that North America and Europe are safer together.
Earlier today, we spoke with Ivo Dalder. He's president of the Chicago Council on Global Affairs. But before that, he was U.S. ambassador to NATO. I asked him what he makes of today's events.
Well, I think we're hearing two different things, and that's kind of interesting. At the Trump level, we're hearing the kind of rhetoric that we've frankly been hearing for the last 2 years, which is that NATO may not be that important to America. It's certainly less important to America than it is to Europe, and that Europeans need to do more on defense. But the second thing that's happening, and that's also important, is that NATO actually has agreed, including President Trump, to a whole series of measures to continue to increase defense spending and, importantly, to bolster deterrence in Eastern Europe in order to strengthen the capacity of the alliance to respond to the challenge of Russia. And that, too, is a reality that could have been much worse. There is an agreement in NATO to move forward, and that's a good thing.
So with these nations bumping up their defense spending, do you think that's in reaction to Trump's argument that we've heard so much of, that some of Europe's NATO members are free riders and not paying their fair share?
Well, I think it's really due to three reasons. First and foremost, it's due to the fact that Russia is reemerging as a security threat to Europe. And indeed, European defense spending has been going up since 2014 for 4 years in a row. Secondly, the European economies have rebounded. There's now more room for increasing defense spending. And then third, I think President Trump in his own particular style, has made clear that this is an issue that is important to him, and allies are trying to find ways to meet him at least halfway. If that means increasing defense spending that at the same time helps him deal with the Russian threat, so much the better.
I guess what I'm asking is, have Trump's complaints worked on the European NATO allies?
They have worked for now.
How worried are you that at the end of the summit or weeks after the summit, Trump may actually pull the U.S. out of NATO? And what do you think that would do to the world order?
I'm not yet worried about this. I think it was important for the president to sign on to the NATO communique that he did earlier today. I don't think NATO is about to see the United States leave. If, of course, the United States were to leave NATO, that would fundamentally undermine the alliance. The alliance may be formally an organization of 29 independent states in which everyone has the same vote. But in reality, the United States has been and is today and continues to be the leader militarily, politically, in every other way.
So history shows us that NATO gained increased relevance in the 50s with Soviet expansionism. So as to Trump's repeated claim that the U.S. carries an unfair burden in NATO, we know that's not true. The U.S. carries 22%. Do you ever read between the lines and think that his using this excuse is just a chance to let Putin and Russia be more expansionist?
Well, clearly, the more Europe is divided, the more NATO is divided, the more the West is divided, the more Putin benefits. Because after all, the Soviet aim during the Cold War and Putin's aim in the last decade or more has been to divide Europe, to divide NATO, to divide the West. And so in that sense, the more the United States is cause of division, the more Russia stands to gain.
So what explanation can you come up with to help us understand why Trump would do that?
I think he has a view of NATO that doesn't look in that larger strategic picture. He is looking at NATO as a dollar machine, in which the question is not what does NATO do together in order to deal with the security challenges that we face, but who is paying what for what's going on, and not looking at this as a strategic alliance that exists first and foremost to provide global security in the face of real challenges, of which Russia today is one and perhaps the major one.
So it was about a year ago that we spoke with you, Ambassador Dalder, just ahead of Trump's first meeting with NATO. Obviously, a lot's changed since then. But what sticks out to you in the past 12 months or so when it comes to Trump's stance towards NATO allies?
That nothing has changed. And the reality is that the kind of conversation we had a year ago was about the fact that President Trump did not seem to value NATO as an institution that adds to American security and brings partners and allies together with the United States to deal with common threats. The way he looks at NATO is in terms of how many dollars are being spent on defense, not on the strength that comes with having strong allies on our side. So in that sense, President Trump today is the same as he was when he became president, and frankly, has a similar view to NATO and allies and their role in the world that he's had for the last 30 years. He looks at them as people who can either contribute to America or detract from American interests, and he increasingly sees them, whether it's on trade or defense, as detracting.
Ivo Dalder, he's a former U.S. ambassador to NATO. Thank you.
My pleasure. Glad to be here.